The fourth trait is order. Most people have been trained to believe that anarchists cause disorder, chaos, and riots. They try to overthrow the archists in the government. And if the archists in the government are overthrown, then you have massive social disorder. Because after all, it's the archists in government that help keep us orderly. Well, this is wrong. It's wrong because the archists do not maintain order. Actually, archists are the cause of disorder. It's also wrong because it's not anarchists that overthrow governments, it's other governments or rival governments. But it's not those who want to see no government, it's those who want to see a different government. And it's these governments that do the most, cause the most disorder and overthrow the most governments. An important point to realize here is that America's founding fathers were unanimous in the belief that what makes our society orderly and free is religion and morality. And of course, they meant the Christian religion and Christian morality. They specifically said, and they said it very clearly, that we do not want a government that is so strong, so powerful, the archists wielding such power, that they could maintain order among people who were devoid of religion and morality. John Adams said, our Constitution is made for a religious people. Limited government is for religious people. Our government and archists in general do this. They remove religion and morality because archism, being an archist and imposing your will on other people by force, it's contrary to religion. It certainly is contrary to Christianity because Christ said, don't be an archist. But archists want power and they want to impose it on others and they're willing to engage in theft and murder and kidnapping in order to retain their power. And that's why they're also willing to expand their power by overthrowing other governments and causing social instability. It's archists who cause the greatest amount of social instability. They do it on a minor level that we don't often think about, but it's archists in control of governments who cause recessions and depressions and unpredictable economic circumstances. We hear it every night in the evening news that we don't have the jobs being created because there's economic instability and unpredictability, and we need to have more stable economy before people will be willing to invest in the long run. Well, that instability is caused by government, and we'll have a link there on the page to the bailout situation, which diagnoses the cause of the fiscal crisis, the depression, the recession, the housing bust. Lays right at the door of archists in Washington, D.C. Notice also, though, on a global scale, archists, especially in Washington, D.C., but elsewhere, the Soviet Union did this too, archists in Washington, D.C. seek to destabilize governments they don't like. And this causes a lot of death, it causes a lot of injury and pain among the people who live under these governments. But archists in Washington have their bigger agendas and they don't really care about how orphans and widows are affected by their big global plans. But there are many examples of how the archists in Washington, D.C. have caused a great deal of social instability and murder, death on a widespread scale. Going only back to 1953, we can go back much further. We can talk about World War II, for example. 90 million people, as many as 90 million people died. And for what did 90 million people die? It would, in order to have Poland governed by Joseph Stalin instead of by Adolf Hitler, that was worth all those deaths. How about in the Far East? It was better to have China and the Chinese people ruled by Mao Zedong rather than by the Japanese. Mao Zedong slaughtered as many as 76 million Chinese people. Why was that worth fighting for, to prevent the Japanese from taking over? How do we know it would have been worse? Archists think they know, and they're willing to impose their will on other people by force. They're willing to kill millions of people. Anarchists could never have done that, but I was going to skip World War II and just start with 1953. Just to take the example, in 1953, the United States helped overthrow the Iranian government. The government popularly elected, democratically elected in Iran. The American government didn't like it. The British government didn't like it because the British petroleum companies didn't like it. And so for the benefit of petroleum companies, the British and the Americans got together and overthrew the government. And they put in place a dictator, the Shah of Iran. Not a good guy. Worse than the dictator described by the Declaration of Independence. And that ultimately led to the Iranian Revolution, the taking of our ambassadors, our diplomats hostage, the hostage crisis, which lasted, 444 days. And that put the United States then on the side of Iraq and Saddam Hussein, so that during the war between Iraq and Iran, the United States helped Saddam Hussein. Iran, who knows, might have taken Saddam Hussein out of power years before the United States tried to, but over 1 million human beings died in that war that the United States helped to perpetuate just because they didn't like Iran. And of course, Iran didn't like the United States because the United States helped overthrow their government. The United States did a lot to create Al-Qaeda. They helped build mosques around Eurasia. They helped print the radical Wahhabi Qurans. They did everything they could to help create instability using radical Islam jihadists to try to destabilize the Soviet Union, to destabilize communism. Now you might think, well, communism is bad, therefore it's okay to destabilize it. But the problem is that even though communism is a bad government, I would say they're all bad governments, but destabilizing them causes a lot of pain because there's a lot of war, there's riots, there's instability, there's people who starve because they can't get food to the grocery stores. All kinds of repercussions come about when you try to destabilize an entire government. And the United States has been doing this for decades, trying to destabilize governments, trying to put in place a new government, and the civil war and unrest that results is the cause of millions of deaths, which can be laid at the feet of anarchists in Washington, D.C. They did this in Indonesia. They did this in Central America. The United States has a long track record of destabilizing governments. The biggest source of anarchists, if you think of anarchists as those who are trying to destabilize governments, the biggest source of anarchists and anarchy is Washington, D.C. It's anarchists. And of course, other governments are doing this too around the world. They're propping up one government, trying to take down another government. They're causing civil unrest, civil war. When they take down a government, you're talking about weapons of war. You're talking about guns. You're talking about mortars. You're talking about people being killed and wounded and children being hurt. This is the mark of anarchists. It's not the mark of anarchists. How many governments have been toppled by a handful of so-called anarchists? And even when you can think of an example, I'll bet you the bottom line is that those anarchists were funded by, they are puppet anarchists. They're funded by another regime. Or they're funded, for example, by the military, the one wing of the government. You know, the government has the civil wing and the military wing. The military wing will prop up anarchists, so-called anarchists, so that they have a deniability. They can say, oh, it wasn't us, it was those crazy anarchists. But they were funding them, they were channeling arms to them, and they were just puppets of another group of anarchists who were trying to destabilize a different group of anarchists. It's anarchists that are the problem, it's not anarchists. And further, the anarchists in Washington, D.C. are at war with our holy religion, or as George Washington put it, our blessed religion. The federal government, the anarchists in Washington, D.C. are doing everything they can to remove the Christian religion from the public square. They've already done very well to remove it from schools. And this, according to America's founding fathers, is the source of instability, chaos, injustice, tyranny. This does not make for a stable and free society. And it's anarchists that do this great damage, that inflict the great amount of harm in our world today, and it's not those pathetic anarchists.